Groundhog Gets It Wrong, written by Jess Towns, illustrated by Nicole Miles. Groundhog came from a long line of meteorologists. His father's forecasts were famously accurate. His second cousin never second-guessed her shadow. And his grandmother was the only groundhog with her own statue in the town square. Now, it was his turn. On February 2nd, he would make his first Groundhog Day prediction, and the entire town was counting on him to determine if winter was coming to an end. "Don't forget to look in all directions for your shadow. Smile for the camera. And don't worry, it's only your first year." But he wasn't worried. He was a groundhog, after all, and groundhogs know weather. Groundhog woke bright and early on the big day, climbed out of his burrow, and looked around. His shadow was nowhere to be found, which meant only one thing. Hear ye, good townsfolk and friends. I proclaim that this winter has come to an end. So pack up your sleds and stow them away, then celebrate spring, for it starts today." The crowd cheered. "No more shoveling, no more frostbite. Mr. Fluffington can hunt once more." Groundhog grinned with relief. He was a natural. Meteorology was as easy as carrot cake with sprinkles on top. The townspeople planned a spring carnival with a Ferris wheel, a dunking booth, and mouse races. "Mr. Fluffington, no!" Well, it almost had mouse races. And Groundhog, proud of his day's work, sauntered back to his burrow to prepare for next year. But the next day, bam, bam, bam! Groundhog winced. There was snow on the ground and a frosty chill in the air that wasn't just coming from the sky. Groundhog's heart hammered, his cheeks flushed, predicting the weather was supposed to be easy. He was a groundhog, after all. "Explain yourself, Groundhog! What about the spring festival? Has anyone seen Mr. Fluffington?" He said it was spring, so it must be spring. The snow had to go. "I can fix this," Groundhog said. "Come back in an hour and wear your flip-flops. Spring is still on the way." He gathered his gear and got to work. But the snow was too slick to shovel, too deep to defrost, and too excessive to excavate. Groundhog was running out of ideas. He needed something to melt all the snow, and fast. Then he saw it. It was working. The snow was gone. Winter melted before his eyes, and spring was here just like he promised. But when the townspeople arrived, Groundhog's heart fell to his feet. "Watch out for the ice! I can't feel my toes. Look what you've done to Mr. Fluffington." Predicting the weather was supposed to be easy. He'd gotten everything wrong. Maybe he wasn't cut out to be a groundhog after all. So he packed up his bags and abandoned his burrow to find the right job. He tried building dams. He tried herding sheep. He even tried making honey. But nothing was easy for Groundhog. He trudged back to his burrow for a long winter's nap. But when he went to the bookshelf for a bedtime story, he found something he'd never noticed before. Groundhog read and read and read some more. When he ran out of books, he enrolled in an online meteorology school. Maybe predicting the weather wasn't a piece of carrot cake, but he could learn. He studied the stratospheric layer. He brushed up on barometric pressure. And when Groundhog had mastered meteorology, he reapplied for his old job. But this time, he was prepared. Hear ye, good townsfolk and friends. This surface map shows the ongoing trends. The cold front that's coming to the northeast means winter remains for 6 weeks at least. He was a meteorologist, after all. Ending note, Groundhog Day. Americans celebrate Groundhog Day every year on February 2nd. German settlers brought this tradition to the United States when they arrived in Pennsylvania in the early 1800s. They considered groundhogs very intelligent animals, and before long, Punxsutawney Phil was considered a trustworthy weather forecaster.
As legend tells it, if Phil sees his shadow on February 2nd, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. But if his shadow is nowhere to be found, it means an early spring. And just like in this story, his formal proclamation is always in rhyme. Just how accurate a weatherman is this famous groundhog? As it turns out, not very accurate at all. The real Punxsutawney Phil has only been correct 39% of the time. And as far as we know, he's never attended a single meteorology class. The end.